Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I know that the battle over how much we spend and what we spend the money on in the $1.9 trillion relief bill will dominate the Congress, but I want to talk about trade now. In agriculture, we're expecting a good year after 4 or 5 years of very weak prices, and since we expect to export to other nations at least 25% of our production, we need to protect and expand those markets. Our ag trade is usually a net plus, but U.S. overall trade ran a $678 billion deficit last year, the worst in 12 years. The reality is that trade relations are fractured. Our conflicts and disputes with China over the last 4 years have been in the headlines. And although President Trump did negotiate a Phase One deal with China, that's not the complete answer. We're in a major conflict on trade with the EU and other nations too. President Trump used tariffs to get other countries to make reforms that were needed, but tariffs are not the best solution. Countries all over the world are unhappy and frustrated that trade disputes are not resolved. 164 countries belong to the World Trade Organization. The WTO has shouldered broad criticism because it's been slow and unable to solve trade disputes between member countries. Myron Brilliant, Executive Vice President and Head of the International Affairs for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, said, "Above all, we need to restore the World Trade Organization as a forum for meaningful trade negotiations and the settlement of commercial disputes. Now it's our chance, okay?" A new OFW Director General has been selected. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, it's hard to say that name, the Finance Minister of Nigeria, starts March 1 to reform, strengthen, and manage the World Trade Organization. She'll have a load on her shoulders. The World Trade Organization members must stand behind her or she will get nothing done. It's especially essential that U.S., China, Europe, U.K., Brazil, other big countries that export, that they take a lead in fixing the broken World Trade Organization. President Biden wants to take a new multilateral approach to trade, more trade agreements. He wants to join with Europe to push China for trade reform. However, at this point, President Biden is not ready to lift the Trump tariffs. So we'll have to see. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.